Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 5, Black Hall, Part 3.
The first day in Black Hall seems to last for an eternity. I keep my back to the wall most of the time, make sure no one can come at me from behind. There are plenty of eyes on me, no doubt about that, but no one makes a move. They just watch, sizing me up, figuring me out. I even spot a couple of familiar faces, hustlers from the street who got locked up for one reason or another, but they don't acknowledge me. Either they've forgotten who I am, or they just don't care. My cellmate doesn't bother talking much either. Most of the time she just sits there, hunched over and rubbing the spot on her jaw where she got popped, glowering at me. Summers, is that your name?
Why do you care?
I don't really, but since you're my only source of information in this hellhole, I figure I should at least pretend like I do.
Well, that's the closest thing I've had to an honest answer since I got here.
See? We're getting along just fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry to break things up, but I've gotta grab some breakfast.
You're going to the mess hall again?
Why wouldn't I?
What if they come for you like before?
I'll be ready this time. Would have been ready yesterday if you hadn't sat there chewing my ear off.
You're blaming me for that?
Seems fair.
Hey, wait a second. You said yesterday that I must have crossed someone. If it isn't scary...
You deaf old man. I told you I can't help you. Ask someone else.
Okay. Think, Rust. There has to be a way to... Hey! Get out of my cell! Ah! Ah, shit. Get off me.
Back up, old man. Against the wall. Go on. That's the way.
Hit him again.
What the hell do you two want? And how do inmates like you get the zapstick?
This thing? Oh, you can find him lying around if you know where to look.
Check it out. This guy's too stupid to even call for the guards.
Not like it would do him any good.
He won't call for help. Not this one. Not your style, is it, Rust? You like to handle things your own way.
Gnarly. Thought I'd seen the last of you.
Me? No chance. I'm like that turd that just won't flush. Keep bobbing back up again no matter how hard you try to get rid of it.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Aw, come on, Rust. We had some good times together, didn't we?
Like when you shot me?
I was told those bullets would just bounce off that hide of yours. How was I supposed to know any different?
Or when you threatened to start blowing holes in me with those illegal plasma rifles?
What? You think I'd really do that? That was all part of the act. Intimidation, you know?
Is that why you're here with these goons? Trying to scare me?
What? You think I'm calling the shots here? Like that's ever gonna happen. Stand aside, boys.
Hello, Rust. So nice to see you again.
Wish I could say the same about you, Carver.
Why the hostility?
Why do you think? The last time we met, you were about to kill me.
And yet, it was you who betrayed me. Remember the whole situation with the weapons deal? You lured me into a trap. You and your friend Tentakov. In fact, you're the whole reason I'm stuck here. If anything, I'm the one who should be upset.
Aren't you?
As if I'd let someone like you get under my skin, Rust. This is just another small obstacle for me to overcome.
Great. Glad to hear it. Now get the hell away from me.
Give him another taste.
God damn it.
I don't take orders from you, Rust. Not now, and not ever. Don't tell me what to do.
What do you want, Carver?
I've had time to reflect on things while I've been incarcerated here in this wonderful facility. I have questions.
Like what?
I want to know what you hope to gain from that little stunt of yours at the warehouse, the day you set me up.
You already know the answer to that.
You thought that sending me to Blackhall would get me out of the way. Come on, Rust. You have to know I'm more resourceful than that.
It worked, didn't it?
A small victory, I suppose. But I'm leaving this place very soon. The arrangements have already been made. I stopped by this morning to let you know that, unlike me, you'll never see the outside world again. You're going to die here.
Yeah? Well, let's go. Right here. Bring it on.
You think I'd let you get off with a swift end? Not a chance. I'm going to take my time with you.
Is that so?
It's ironic, isn't it? You wanted to cage me up and let me rot. But in the end, it's you who's going to experience the worst that Blackhall has to offer. I'm going to personally see that you suffer. I'll break you down day after day until there's nothing left. And finally, at the end, you'll beg me to put you out of your misery.
Okay, what's going on here?
Just old friends. Catching up again, officer.
Come on, move it out.
Would you like your zap stick back, Talon?
Yeah. You be careful now. Don't let the administrators see you with that arsehole.
What are they gonna do?
Kick my arse, and yours.
Come on, move it. I'm starving.
See you again soon, Rust.
Well, what a sad sight this is.
Tennykoff, what are you doing here?
Oh, just taking this rare opportunity to see you in your natural habitat. Here behind bars.
Hilarious.
Isn't it?
And I bet it eats you up inside that after all those years of trying, you weren't the one to make it happen.
I can live with it.
Okay, if you're done gloating.
Tennykoff?
Summers, I heard about what happened with you.
Yeah, I got myself into some trouble.
I know that. Just didn't expect you to be here in general population. Ex-cops usually get stashed away on their own.
Somehow I can't see that happening.
Yeah.
Did you come to see me?
No. Actually, I came for this guy.
Yeah, he came to sink his boot in while I'm down.
Well, that was one reason. There's also a second.
Which is?
I had a visitor at the station house yesterday. Goes by the name Ximena. You know her?
Of course I know her. She's family.
Yeah. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, but seems like she really cares about you.
Is she okay? Did she come for protection?
She's fine. Came to tell me I should look into your situation. Said you weren't responsible for the murder.
Why did she come to you?
Apparently she was going from precinct to precinct trying to tell anybody who'd listen. She just happened to end up with me.
She shouldn't be doing that. Doesn't need that kind of attention.
Anyway, she knew how to push my buttons. Got on my conscience. So, I figured I should at least come to see you, hear your side of the story.
Well, you'd be the first who's bothered to ask.
So tell me what happened.
You're serious? You're actually going to listen?
Might as well, since I've come all this way.
Well, okay. Let's see here. I was going to make a pickup in Midtown, one of my usual spots. It's a lab where
Ximena already told me you've been shifting blood rot treatment into Dockerton. Been doing it out of the goodness of your heart, or some shit. Is that true?
Yeah, that's the reason I was there. Jordan was my supplier.
And you were losing money on this deal?
Yeah, but that's not really relevant. When I got to the lab, Jordan was already dead. Someone had cut her. Bad. Blood everywhere.
Any witnesses who can back up your story?
No, but her blood was dry by the time I showed up. Whoever did it was there hours before.
And you know this from your extensive forensic experience.
Don't take my word for it. Check the police report. It has to be in there.
I haven't seen the report. It's not my case.
So whose case is it? No one's even bothered to interview me.
That doesn't seem right.
No shit. Something's going on here. I was framed.
Maybe it's payback for all the business you've done over the years.
Come on, Tennykoff. You really think running a few packages under the radars on the same level as first-degree murder?
Not exactly.
I was at the lab earlier in the day, and there were some creeps hanging around. A guy in a shiny black suit flashing a blade. Has someone checked him out? There must be some footage of him and his goons.
Look, I didn't come here to get involved in your case, Rust. It's got nothing to do with me. I've managed to organize a phone call for you. That's all I can do. My conscience is clear after this.
You're gonna sweep this under the rug like everyone else?
You're lucky I bothered to show up here at all. I don't owe you shit.
A phone call. Thanks a lot. Real big of you.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, Tennykoff, where are you going? Are you just going to ignore me standing here?
Don't you start.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't owe you anything either, Summers.
I thought there was some respect between us. A couple of months ago, you personally asked me to join your operation.
And a lot's happened since then, hasn't it?
So you aren't even going to ask why I'm here?
I already know why you're here. Heard all about how you turned into a cold-blooded murderer.
There's more to it, and you know it.
Do you deny it?
I left the department because I was sick and tired of watching killers walk free. The night I was caught, I was following one of the Fortunato crew, a scumbag called Swanson, who'd been preying on helpless victims for years. He met with three other thugs in an alley, a trank deal. But something went wrong. He shot them right there in front of me before I could intervene.
There were four bodies in that alley.
Yeah, Swanson was the last. I figured adding one more to the pile was about what he deserved.
You almost seem proud of it.
It had to be done, for the sake of justice.
You killing Fortunatos, that's not justice, that's revenge.
It's both.
Don't you get it, Summers? This whole crusade of yours didn't change anything.
It took those scumbags off the streets.
And you reduced yourself to their level. How can you not see that?
I can't believe you're sympathizing with the Fortunato crew.
You know what I can't believe? I once thought you were a great cop. What the hell happened to you?
Someone needed to take things into their own hands.
Sorry, Summers. You won't get any sympathy from me. I'm done here. Rust, if you want that phone call, you better move your ass. I got things to do.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Who's this?
Sienna, it's me. Don't hang up.
Rust! Where the hell have you been? I've been hearing all kinds of shit.
I'm in a bad spot, C, and I don't have much time. You need to listen.
Where are you?
They've got me in Blackhaw.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and to make matters worse, the game is rigged. I doubt I'm even gonna get a fair hearing the way things are shaping up.
They can't do that.
They can, and they are.
I heard there was a murder.
My contact at the lab, Jordan. They must have known I was coming. Someone killed her before I got there, then had the cops ready and waiting as soon as I showed my face.
Any idea who?
I'm pretty sure I know, but listen, I need to make this quick. They've got a timer on this call.
Okay, shoot.
First, I need you to see Jimena. Tell her I'm thankful for what she did, but from now on she needs to stay out of it. There are some heavy hitters involved in this thing, and they won't take kindly to someone screwing with their plans.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that, but...
Just tell her. She'll know.
Right.
Second, I need to come up with evidence that contradicts the official story the department is running with. I'm talking surveillance, witnesses, anything you can get. Keep an eye out for a guy in a black suit.
A black suit? What's his deal?
I'm not sure exactly, but I think he may be involved.
It's not my specialty, but I'll do what I can.
Thanks. And the same warning goes for you. Don't stick your neck out on this one. I don't want you getting noticed by the wrong people. If you feel any heat, even the slightest, I want you to back off.
Yeah, I can be discreet.
Promise me.
Okay.
Good.
And if I do find something, who should I take it to? I mean, are there any straight cops left?
Take it to Tennycuff. He might throw it back in your face, but he's the best chance we've got.
Oh, I gotta tell you. This sounds like a long shot, Rust.
I'm kind of adrift here, see? I've got nothing else.
What about getting in touch with a lawyer, or...
I'm pretty sure I won't live long enough to go through the proper channels. They're lining up in here to take a crack at me.
Are you serious? It's that bad.
It's that bad.
So, no pressure or anything.
Hey, let's face it. You saving my life is nothing new.
Yeah, I was just hoping for a week off, you know.
Next week, I promise. Damn, time's almost up.
Rust, I...
It's okay, C. I'm holding my own in here. I'm gonna be fine. Just do what you do.
Take care of yourself, pal. I mean...
Yeah. You too.
This podcast is made possible by my supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to hear ad-free, early release episodes, head over to patreon.com/beyondthedark. There you'll also find my exclusive miniseries, The Strata Luna, the official lorebook Gridworks, exclusive soundtrack releases, and much more. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 5, Black Hall, starring Jason Turay, Rhiannon Marshall, Elisa Marteja, Michelle Mosley, David Cook, Luke Wheeler, Daniel Lear, Zachary Silva, Trent Trachtenberg, Naya DeRusso, Troy Allen, Jimmy Yamaguchi, Nick Alfano, Cooper Mortlock, Lottie Bourne, Nate Barham, Gina Morovec, Kyle Ouellette, and Tabitha McNeil. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love actual plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, Olympus, I accept this message, in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.